Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. The rulers of Muslims are the obstacle to the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida and the liberation of Palestine. News. Quote, Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif on Friday demanded an immediate end to the ongoing quote-unquote Israeli military offensive in the Gaza Strip, terming it quote-unquote systematic slaughter and quote-unquote bloodshed. He said the world must work for a durable peace for Palestine through a two-state solution. Unquote. Source, Dawn. Comment. The two-state solution is an American plan to surrender most of Palestine to the occupation, while legitimizing the Jewish entity permanently. The rulers of Pakistan are merely moving Muslims from one oppression to another. The two-state solution is just another path leading to suffering and humiliation. For a year, the rulers of Muslims have prevented the armies of Muslims from liberating Palestine, giving the Jewish entity a free hand to attack Gaza, the West Bank, Yemen, Iran, and Lebanon. Now the rulers are working to recognize the Jewish entity as a state, further exposing the Ummah to oppression at the hands of the Zionists. Due to the weak stance of the rulers of Muslims, the Jewish entity has expanded its campaign of massacring Muslims from Palestine to Lebanon. In recent days, over hundreds of Muslims in Lebanon have been martyred and thousands injured through various attacks, including the explosion of communication devices and aerial assaults targeting civilians. These events have stirred strong emotions among Muslims worldwide. Meanwhile, due to the obedience of the American world order and the colonialist kuffar, the rulers of Muslims confine Muslim armies to barracks or use them against their Muslim brothers, sowing discord within the Ummah. They separate the military from the movements of the Ummah, suppressing their people to prevent the revival of the Islamic way of life. By spreading despair, they fostered the belief that there is no hope, portraying the alliance of the Jewish entity and America as unbeatable, leaving Muslims powerless and forced to accept their oppression as third-rate citizens of the colonialist world order. O Muslims of Pakistan, these agent rulers tried to scare us with the American, Western and Jewish armies, yet these very forces were so terrified of fighting the Mujahideen that they had to wear diapers. These armies are plagued by issues like depression and widespread suicide and are filled with those who love their lives and fear death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said,
وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ.
You will surely find them clinging to life more eagerly than any other people, even more than the polytheists. Each one of them wishes to live 1,000 years. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 96. In contrast, Muslims keep their eyes focused on Jannah and pleasing Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ.
Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their properties in exchange for paradise. Surah Tawbah, verse 111. As followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can we fear the numbers, wealth and resources of the kuffar when our history is full of victories against powerful enemies despite our limited material resources, but full tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we not raise the flag of Islam in Badr, Khandaq, Yarmouk, Qadisiyah, Mut'a, and many more battles with such tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These kuffar and treacherous rulers spread despair within the ummah, but we will not weaken or grieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said,
وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
So do not weaken and do not grieve, for you will be superior if you are true believers. Surah Ali Imran, verse 139. O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, the greatest obstacle to the resurgence of the Muslim Ummah is the American world order and the treacherous Muslim rulers who serve as its obedient slaves. As long as they remain in power, the Ummah will neither achieve its revival nor be able to protect the oppressed. Hizb ut-Tahrir reminds the sincere officers within the military that honor lies only in Islam, while these rulers have given you and the Muslim Ummah nothing but humiliation. Therefore, grant your nusra, support to Hizb ut-Tahrir, which strives to re-establish the Khilafah Caliphate upon the method of prophethood. Let the rightly guided Khalifa, Khalif, break the chains shackled upon your feet by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may march towards the blessed Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and liberate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
And on that day, the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, verse 4 and 5. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Zakaria Imran, Wilaya Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.